Joining me on the line at the moment, Shannon Halbert. Welcome, bro.
Morena.
I tell you, after that introduction, I think we're anointing you as the saint of Tamaki Makaurau. Hey, but welcome. Thanks for stepping in at last, man. I really appreciate it.
All good, Matthew. All I heard was fuzzy bunnies.
Wow, yeah, there's more fuzzy bunnies in the ACT party room, I tell you. Hey, let's talk Matariki, because it is Matariki. We're on the cusp of Matariki. There's a lot going on in the beautiful provincial capital, otherwise known as Tamaki Makaurau, but right across the nation. What are your plans for Matariki?
Yeah, I love Matariki. Tomorrow I'll be heading with Chris Hipkins, Willie Jackson and Carmel Sepuloni up to Ōrākei Marae to celebrate Matariki at Takapatawhau. It's always a wondrous occasion up there, but I'm also looking forward to going home to Mōwhango tomorrow afternoon as we celebrate Puanga down there. Our whānau will be gathering at Mōwhango Marae to do our thing to Wānanga over the next couple of days and spend time together as whānau.
Oh, nice. Because, of course, the national hautapu ceremony is occurring up at Ngāti Whātua Ki Ōrākei tomorrow morning, right?
That's right. I think we'll expect thousands of people from across the Rohe heading up there. I understand that the Prime Minister might be going up there as well. It's a big year, of course, and Matariki is really important to us. It was under Labor that we introduced the Matariki Bill. I was on the Māori Affairs Select Committee at the time. And to usher that particular piece of legislation through to see what is now a very successful, well-celebrated public holiday to recognise one of the most significantly cultural events for Māoridom and now for New Zealand is pretty special.
Well, it seems to be fair, as if it's the only or one of the only policies to have survived the kaupapa Māori purge of the current government. I mean, are they seriously buying into it? I mean, I know you say that the Prime Minister might be turning up tomorrow morning, but equally he might be out at the airport welcoming Narendra Modi into the country. Who knows? Winston's not going to be there. He's over in Japan at the moment. He's hiding out. He's not hiding it. He's just found an escape route. But, I mean, you know, Matariki means so much to so many New Zealanders. And I remember all the kerfuffle from the right side of politics at the time this was happening. Oh, you know, do we really need another public holiday? Or if we bring in one public holiday, shouldn't we cancel off another? But it's actually not about a public holiday. It's about recognition of something important in terms of the cultural fabric of Aotearoa, right?
That's right. Those that have memories of elephants will know that at the particular time it was National Enact that voted against the Matariki Bill going through. But I think as it's happened a few times over a number of years, all of New Zealand has really embraced the cultural significance of Matariki. They've learnt what it's about. Our kids love it. No matter where you come from and which whānau you're a part of. And so opportunities like being up at Takapatawhau tomorrow really create a chance for us to come together, to remember the people that we've lost over the year. I think that's, a really special part of Matariki. But there's a lot of people out there that are looking towards the future. A bit of hope doesn't go amiss at the moment.
Well, that's right.
You
need a bit of hope at the moment because, I mean, these stories abound in Tamaki Makaurau. I mean, everything from these move on laws to, I mean, I was just talking about it just now, actually, about the latest ACT Party policy, which, again, I do think we need to do something about burglaries, there's no doubt there. But just incarcerating more people when the prison population is already at breaking point, if you like. I mean, what do we do, build more prisons? I mean, I just find it astounding that instead of providing people the glimmer of hope that we're actually going to fix things instead of incarcerate things, we're talking about criminalising homelessness, for crying out loud. We're now talking about, obviously, criminalising more people into a prison pathway. I mean, geez, it doesn't sound hopeful, does it?
Well, it becomes easy politics, right, in election year.
Yeah.
A three-strikes approach sounds good to some New Zealanders. We don't want to accept the number of offences that occur and burglaries, but we've really got to look back at actually the root causes of these problems that have got worse under the current government. And those are things like the cost of living challenges that people face, the disengagement of young people in work, employment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those are the things that people need to get tough on and actually provide solutions. But, you know, that's the opportunity for election year is to for all parties to put up their proposals, to think about how they can run this country better, because it's just a pretty difficult time overall, whether that be economic or social.
Now, I know I said to you that all we were going to do is talk about Matariki and my little text this morning, but I can't help myself. You mentioned cost of living. I mean, we've got a case now where we all thought that this business in the Middle East was beginning to temper down, et cetera, et cetera. And now we've got somebody's errant child, somebody please claim him, over in America now saying, well, the agreement's off. We're back at it, and you know, just when you thought that potentially that might ease cost of living, we're back in for potentially a bit of a roller coaster. But I mean, I guess you know the whole economy is a bit of a roller coaster at the moment, right?
Well, it has been for a long time, but this government under Christopher Luxon really has made choices that hasn't eased the burden of the cost of living. That Christopher Luxon promised to fix the economy. He hasn't been able to do that. And as a result, our whānau out there have seen things get more expensive. Yesterday, you would have seen that the Labor Party announced one of our new policies, which was around solar. And that was enabling whānau to be able to put solar panels on top of their house, reduce their power bills, and eliminate one of the key barriers up front, which is the cost of setup and install. That fund will enable, will put up about $3,000, Matthew, to help people get started, and that reduces power bills significantly. So quite a simple one, and a chance for people to engage in that.
You know, the interesting thing about that policy, since you mentioned it, not me, but I'm going to go there, is that at a time when the economy is doing it tough, normally the government steps in to stimulate the economy. And we've seen some big infrastructure projects come to bear. We've seen the Te Kaha Stadium down in Christchurch. I mean, that's amazing. But there don't seem to be too many infrastructure-type projects that are creating employment opportunities or at least motivating small business. And when I did have a look at the solar panel policy that that Labor had released yesterday, I thought, well, okay, so that's a win for small business. It's going to be a win for employment, because obviously you're going to need installers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, at a time when AI can't install the solar panels, right? Unless I'm wrong.
No.
Unless there's some sort of robot somewhere. But, I mean, it seems to me as if when the economy's on a downturn that you're wanting to stimulate the economy. So am I to take it that there might be more policies like that coming from Labor?
Well, all of our policies will be focused on the cost of living. We want to make sure that's where we make a real difference. But to your point, there's a real contrast between this government and the last Labor government. When we knew there was a downturn in the economy under COVID, the Labor Party put up the wage subsidies to support businesses and keep people into work. Under this government, they've just let that go. You know, unemployment skyrocketed. We have 17,000 less apprentices than we did under Labor in current day, as an example. And so they've stopped investing, actually, in the things that create job opportunities for New Zealanders. And that's the contrast there. People are currently out of work. Things are getting more expensive. And the National Party and Christopher Luxon haven't really come up with any solutions to tell us how they're going to get us out of that rut. So our policies, you know, whether it be this solar policy to save whānau money, or whether it be about the $20 fare cap in transport, or the three GP visits for free for whānau to access the doctor when they need it, you know, those are the types of solutions that are within government's control to make a real difference for families that are doing it tough.
No, absolutely. Hey, Shannon, thanks for stepping in at the last minute. Really appreciate your time with us this morning, and happy Matariki.
Kia ora, happy Matariki.